Welcome to the Oh Wow Science Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the UAF Adult Education Program in Unalaska. At UAF, we honor and recognize that we are on Indigenous Anangam Tanangin land where this podcast is being recorded. My name is Tatiana, and my goal is to bring you fun science facts and ideas every week. Episode 1 of Oh Wow Science. Today, I'll be introducing the podcast and bringing you the very first science facts of the podcast. I hope that they blow your mind. I hope that my audience is also just anybody who's sitting out there in this pandemic and not knowing that you need more science in your life. Mostly fun facts and ideas you've never thought about. Just to give you some food for thought, just to change up your day, or maybe even your life. After all, science discovers things. How the world works, what we're made of, things we can't see, from the smallest atoms, the faraway things in the universe. Basically, anything is possible with science, and the fun part is finding out what is possible, and how, and why, and where is it possible? I spent a big chunk of my life doing this. First, I was in school, of course, studying the science that we already know about, and studying how to think logically, which methods have been used, how to be objective, and not put my own expectations or feelings into what I want the outcome to be. This is actually harder to do than you might think. As humans, we are very emotional and want things to go our way or else. Most importantly, I got to find out what I really loved to search for. And it happened to be the world of nature and the birds. Some people go into chemistry when they go into science or physics or astronomy or medicine, but I wanted to study life itself, the organisms that surround us, the big scale biology and ecology that governs our world, rather than the small or the molecular, like chemistry. Everybody has their own passion. My philosophy is that you should pursue whatever is inside your heart. For me, this is the birds. I'm not sure why. Sometimes we don't know the why to who we are. But here I am talking to you guys about science, and probably we'll talk about birds a lot too. But I will do my best to discuss many diverse ideas in science because it's all fascinating. And the reason that I'm doing this podcast is that I believe science allows us to be open-minded. Discovering things is unpredictable. It makes the world more colorful. I want to kick off this podcast with a quote by Carl Sagan. If you don't know Carl Sagan, he was a famous astronomer and astrophysicist. He's famous because he brought science to the general public. He had a TV show. He wrote books that everyone could understand. And I'm sure he inspired lots of young people to go into science. So here is the quote. "We go about our daily lives understanding almost nothing of the world. We give little thought to the machinery that generates the sunlight that makes life possible, to the gravity that glues us to an earth that would otherwise send us spinning off into space, or to the atoms of which we are made and on whose stability we fundamentally depend. Except for children who don't know enough not to ask the important questions, few of us spend much time wondering why nature is the way it is, where the cosmos came from, or whether it was always here, if time will one day flow backward and effects precede causes, or whether there are ultimate limits to what humans can know. There are even children, and I have met some of them, who want to know what a black hole looks like. What is the smallest piece of matter? Why we remember the past and not the future? How it is if there was chaos early, that there is apparently order today? And why there is a universe? I think that quote perfectly captures how I feel about the secrets and discoveries that scientific pursuits can give us. Just the general idea of how much there is to know and how much there is to wonder by us. How much can we understand even? Maybe we can't understand the things we even want to understand with science. Now, I find that most of the science people know about or are interested in is mostly about space or astronomy or physics or aliens, that kind of thing. I think those are popular topics, which is fine because they engage so much of our imagination and they feel so tangible. For example, we can all go outside and look at the stars and wonder what's out there. Well, if the skies are clear, which is rare and on Alaska. Or we can all wonder about quantum physics, which says that there are way more dimensions and universes than this one. Maybe you've seen the movies Men in Black. And of course, there's the topic of aliens. There's so much we all think we know about aliens, which is mostly from movies and books, because our imaginations love these ideas. But what about the other topics of science? What about the smallest organisms made up of just one cell? What about the ecosystems that surround us, in our case, the Alaskan tundra? What about the medical advances in chemistry? The birds and the fish? What about their behaviors, their minds, their psychology? What about the rocks under our feet, which carry with them millions of years of natural history? What about finding how to clean water, how the environment may be changing over time, its atmosphere, gases, all kinds of creatures, and grand scale climates that control everything from our food to our health? There is so much in science, and a lot of it we may not see with our eyes in our daily lives, either because it's too small or too big, or takes decades of observation to notice. That's what makes science so wonderful. It takes these invisible patterns and discovers how they all, in combination, create the world that we live in. We can't ignore that. We can't look away. For me, I would say my love for science started when I was a kid. But it was more of a love for nature and discovery. You know, the thing that all kids already love. So really, I think being a scientist is just having the same passion that kids have, but with more mature perspective and obviously more responsibility, like a job. So if you're thinking of being a scientist, there are so many ways. You can just study nature in your backyard, you know, like bird watching. You can work as a scientist for fish and game, like here in Alaska. Or you can be a researcher in a lab discovering the latest vaccination and chemical reactions and all that jazz. Those are just examples. The point is there's no limit to what science is. All that it is just observing and learning about the world. So you can say anything is science as long as your objective, as long as you're applying the scientific method in order to be objective. Anything is science because all you're doing is just observing the world and asking, what is it that I'm seeing? What is it that I'm experiencing? And how can I put it into words and maybe find a pattern in a theory behind how things work, right? So the reason I consider myself a scientist is not just that I have degrees in science, but that I'm actively trying to observe and learn about the world all the time. It can be my backyard. That's science, and that's my passion. So I want to bring you guys some examples of scientific discoveries, because for me, those are always food for thought. Those are always the things that expand my mind, feel really creative, and make me feel creative, make me question things, and just blow my mind. So here's two examples for our first episode. Example one. Did you know that birds can do math? We knew that primates, such as monkeys and apes, could order numbers in a sequence. We already knew that because we've done some experiments. And we're like, all right, monkeys and apes can do math, a little bit of math. So like order numbers in the right order, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But scientists wanted to see if other animals could do this, not just the animals closest related evolutionarily to us, but like birds. they tested pigeons and found out that they also can order numbers. That means pigeons know what a 2 looks like versus a 7. Not the actual, you know, drawing that we have of 2 or 7, but they know that one is bigger than the other. They know that there is an order to 2 things. So like 2 eggs is smaller than 3 eggs. Or to go from 2 to 4, you need a 3 in there. So in order to go from 2 eggs to 4 eggs in their nest, you need to have 3 eggs in between. They know that one is bigger than the other, right? So this is basically amazing. But it makes sense. Like I said, with eggs, for example, in the nest, birds are animals that have to navigate a world with numbers too. Like I said, how many eggs they have in their nests, how many predators are around them, how many other maybe birds or friends are around them. It's important to pay attention to these details for them in their environment. That's, you know, they have to survive and navigate and do things. And a lot of things that we humans do, they also do. So I bet you never thought about birds needing to do math, or other animals, even monkeys. Maybe you think you yourself aren't that good at math, let alone the birds. I hear this a lot, but you're probably underestimating yourself, is my opinion about that. Anyway, fact number 2. Did you know? Well, I'm starting with birds, just disclaimer, they're my favorite. So fact number 2 is also birds. Did you know that crows can recognize human faces? Maybe you've heard this before. The way we found this out is a researcher was capturing birds for a research project just to put on some leg bands on the birds' legs. If you don't know what those are, it's just a little bracelet that scientists use to identify birds from one another and track their lives and behavior, you know, to find what's happening, what they're doing, their secret lives, their private lives. So if you see a bird with a bracelet on its leg, know that it's been banded by a scientist for a project. And you can actually go online and report where and when you saw this bird, if you want to, of course. So what happened to these crows is they were so mad that they got captured that every time they saw the researchers in the area, in this case, this was around Seattle, I think, is they would annoy and dive bomb them. They were so salty that they would take it out on these researchers. But the interesting thing is they recognized exactly who it was. Among all these people that live around Seattle, All of these people, they knew exactly who was the participant. They could recognize their face. And they even told their friends. They brought their friends to attack the people. So now we know crows are so intelligent. And there's so many other studies that show that this group of birds, the crows and the ravens, are highly intelligent. And there's several books out there to read about that. There's so much about their behavior that's interesting and even similar to people. You should definitely read more if you want about crows and ravens. We don't have crows in Alaska, but we do have ravens who are very similar and related to crows. So they probably can also recognize your face. So don't mess with them. Anyway, those were my two fun science facts for episode one. If you want to learn more about these specific bird topics, please go to our local library in Unalaska and check out some of the books they have on this topic. For example, they have the following books that you might enjoy. They have the book called The Genius of Birds by Jennifer Ackerman. They also have How to Know the Birds by Ted Floyd. And they have A Season on the Wind by Ken Kaufman, which is more about migration of birds. And they have many more books on birds and science, of course. But on the internet, you can also check out the website allaboutbirds.org. They have, it's run by Cornell University, and they have like everything and anything you might want to know about birds. You can also go to ibird.com, which is more about seeing what birds are where. So a lot of people use it to track birds that they see. A lot of birders and bird watchers record their data on ibird.com so that other people can see that there's a cool bird out there or locally and go check it out. It's a pretty popular website. If you like bird watching, you might also want to join my local bird club. We try to meet outside every weekend and see what kind of birds we can find in Unalaska. This is the perfect time to go out there in winter, not because the weather is nice, but because there are a lot of duck species that come here for the winter that we don't see when it's nice outside in the summer when we're more likely to be outside. So the bird club is like an incentive for us to get together and learn about birds together. Anybody and everybody is welcome. Please come. Really encourage you. It's okay if you don't know anything about birds. You can contact me to find out more about the bird club, or you can just look up our Facebook group called the Unalaska Bird Seekers. That's where we plan birding outings. We post photos. If you like see something cool, take a photo, post it on there. And moving ahead to our future episodes, I want you to tell me what topics in science you want me to talk about. I want to answer your questions. Dive deep into a certain topic that is interesting to you. I'm all for that. And I will try my best to continue to bringing you interesting, mind-blowing, life-changing facts about science in a more in-depth way on a weekly basis. So keep your ears open and your mind open to the ways that learning about science can change your world. So send me an email at tdolgushina@alaska.edu. That's spelled tdolgushina@alaska.edu. Or call my office at UIF at 581-1876. And if I'm not there, leave a message. I'll get back to you. Thanks for listening, guys, and I will see you next week.